following podcast is part of the Underdog Sports Podcasting Network. For a full list of our shows, as well as breaking sports news and engaging feature stories, visit us at www.theunderdogsports.com.
What's up, everybody? And welcome to the 16th episode of the Schmidt Talking Podcast. I'm Alec Wall alongside Kyle Allen. We're two members of the class of 2017 who are obsessed with Bonnie's basketball. Kyle, welcome to you.
What's going on, Alec? The Bonnie's pulling off the 12th victory in a row. I'm just so excited, man. I can't believe that we're at this point. Starting off the Atlantic 10 season at 2-4, I was pretty worried that this season was not going to be what we originally thought it was going to be. But this team has just rallied the troops, pulled off 12 wins in a row. And thanks to Courtney Stockard last night and his clutch play the last few games and basically overall throughout the season, I mean, this team is rolling at the perfect time right now with the Atlantic 10 tournament coming up in just a few days. I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, the Bonnies had a tough week before the Atlantic 10 tournament. Two games, two wins, 12 in a row. They defeat Davidson 111-113 in triple overtime, and they beat St. Louis on the road 64-56. Kyle, I want to talk about the game against Davidson first. That was not only a physically tough game, but that was a mentally tough game for the Bonnies.
I mean, I was just baffled by the fact that Matt Mobley played 55 minutes and had zero turnovers, and that is just insane. You got to give him credit because that is just a one hard-fought game for him to play every single minute of that game. And credit to the rest of the guys for when Jay fouled out, you know, it was going to be, I thought it was going to be real tough for us, but we still had Matt in the game, but we were just losing a lot of offense, a guy that was hot. But I just credit this team to rally the troops again. I mean, seriously, Aldridge had 45 points on the other side. Kellen Grady had 31. It was just an insane game, probably one of the best games of college basketball this season. When it comes to our side of the ball, Coach Schmidt said after the game, I saw in the video posted on the Go Bonnies Twitter page, he was telling Chef, you never know when your number is going to get called. And that's so true because Chef came in at the perfect time to give us a spark off the bench when we really needed a bucket to give us that lead. And, man, I just couldn't be happier. This team is just all world right now. I'm just in a loss of words to truly explain it, but I think we know their game on the court is what really explains it.
Yeah, definitely a confidence-building win for this team, a team that's always been on the bubble throughout the majority of this season. Are they in? Are they out? After this game against Davidson, that was a big win to prove that this team, again, is legitimate. I mean, Davidson's a very good team. They're a team that beat the Bonnies earlier this season in North Carolina. I mean, you got to credit the leadership of the locker room and this coaching staff. They did not give up through 55 tough minutes of basketball, and they brought that momentum with them to St. Louis, and it was clear the Bonnies dominated the Billikens on their home floor.
All right, we played some amazing defense. Now, St. Louis is just not one of the better scoring teams in the Atlantic 10. They're, you know, they struggle to score the basketball teams. And so, but also last night it was a test to our defense. We played tremendous defense. But on the offensive side of the ball, they were absolutely all over Jay the whole game. And the one thing I loved about Jay is that he knows that when these teams are going to be on him, right? It's funny, you look at Trae Young right now. Sorry to go off topic on Oklahoma. Teams have figured him out. Even though he's averaging 28 points a game, the amount of shots he takes, it's a little detrimental to, I think, their success because he shoots a lot of bad shots, but, it's going to translate over fine in the NBA. Jay is a smart and efficient basketball player. He knows when he's going to be able to get his. He had that three opportunity he took last night to, you know, give us a spark to go up five. And what more is there to say about Courtney Stockard? I mean, 22 points, 10 rebounds, 8 of 18 from the floor, 5 of 7 from the line. He's improved from the line dramatically since the beginning of the season. His three-point percentage has gone way up. But this team is just rolling right now. Defensively, we play great, like I said, and offensively, they were playing good defense on us. So for Stockard to step up and penetrate the lane really well in his hometown of St. Louis, I couldn't be happier for the guy.
Yeah, it shows a lot about the character of this team when one player isn't having as good of a game or a team decides to completely try and shut that one player down. The Bonnies have other guys who can step up and really show up for this team. And yeah, Kyle, you said it. Courtney Stockard did great from the line and has significantly improved there from the start of the season. But you got to credit, this team did a great job shooting from the foul line. They shot 18 for 23. That's 78.3%. Kyle, when you watch teams win in the playoffs, A lot of it has to do because of good foul shooting.
Exactly. We responded under pressure at home against Davidson as well. So, I mean, not necessarily always in a tough environment on the road, because there's always going to be pressure with that. But when you're at home, you know, there's pressure too. So, you know, credit to us to, you know, make our free throws the past few games. And we've been one of the better free throw shooting teams in the conference. And that's always been Schmidt's thing. He hates for free throw shooting night. And I know for a fact he harps on free throws. And for the past few seasons, and especially because we have such good shooting guards too, can't forget that. That's going to usually translate into good free throw shooting. But Schmidt always has his units, you know, usually in the top five, usually of the free throw percentage category every year, because he really hones in on that. He knows those points are going to make a big difference in college basketball, and especially when it comes to conference play. So, like you said, it's very important, and it came up big last night, and it's going to come up big further in the future in the upcoming games. I truly believe that.
Another thing that came up big was our ability to rebound the basketball. And even though they out-rebounded us overall, I think one huge category that the Bonnies were successful in is defensive rebounding. As a unit, the Bonnies had 29 defensive rebounds. St. Louis had 22. We're an undersized team, but defensive rebounding is so important, because last thing you want is for a team like St. Louis, who isn't that good offensively, to get second-chance points. And the Bonnies prevented that, rebounding the basketball.
Yeah, and we played a smaller lineup, I would say, compared to a St. Louis' size, with LD stepping into five for 27 minutes and, you know, switching into that 4-5 spot. He came up big with 6 defensive rebounds himself. So, like you said, that's key. He was all over the glass last night. He is so athletic, and you got to credit his game, because he's really worked on, you know, being around the ball. Remember that putback dunk he had last night? That was a really nice putback dunk. He's done that, what, probably 10-plus times this season, right? Had one against Cuse. That was a nasty putback. And even though it's not defensive rebounding, that's the stuff right there that is going to get you success on the court, because you just need more opportunities.
So, Kyle, let's jump right into it. This weekend is a big weekend for St. Bonaventure basketball. They have the Atlantic 10 tournament in Washington, D.C., and helping us to talk about this weekend is former basketball player David Ando. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for coming on. So last year, you were in the Atlantic 10 tournament. Tell us about that experience.
I mean, it was a great experience. We played a lot of Island. It was a game we definitely felt like we could go in and do what we had to do and come out victorious. But unfortunately, as we all know, didn't fall out that way.
So in a tournament, it's win and you're in. You beat UMass. The next day, you had to play Rhode Island. You're not really used to having only one night of preparation. Talk about the challenges it takes when only having one night to prepare for a team as strong as Rhode Island.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Schmidt is really good about showing us the fact that when we go on the road, it's always a business trip. And we're tested on that at the A-10 tournament. We played UMass, like you said. And then we go back to the hotel, and we're straight into meetings, straight into film and scout before we have dinner, and then we're going to bed. I mean, it's grueling, it's hard, but you have to do it. It's part of the process. You know, if you want to win, you can't worry about how your body feels or how your mind is. I just have to go out there and do it.
David, a question I have for you. Take us inside the locker room a little bit as far as what Schmidt is saying to the guys going into this Atlantic 10 tournament. You know, coming from a past player, I'm curious, what do you think he's going to be harping on this week in practice and so forth?
I mean, I can almost hear him saying it now. His go-to line, guys, we haven't arrived. Regardless of how much success he's had, still so much more to go, and this is a long path ahead of us. You got to win 3 games to win this out, you know. Let's punch our own ticket. So I'm sure he's just telling the guys not to become complacent. Let's take it for granted and just enjoy it at the same time. You know, this is a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity and an experience, and our guys deserve it. They've been playing their butts off. But, yeah, I mean, he's just trying to stay hard on them, let them rest up, but also keep them motivated and hungry for what's next.
One advantage the Bonnies have in this tournament is that they are the 2 seed. The tournament starts on Wednesday. The Bonnies don't play until Friday. They are expected to play as the winner between the Richmond-Duquesne game from Thursday night. And those are 2 teams the Bonnies have played well against this season. When you look at the schedule, they played Duquesne twice this season. They won both those games. The first game on the road was 84-81, and the second game was at home, and they won 73-67. You look at Richmond, the Bonnies played them once this season, and they won that game 97-88. So let's talk about this game specifically, looking at who the Bonnies' opponents specifically are. When you look at the bracket breakdown, this is not a bad first-round game for the Bonnies.
When it comes to the matchup between Duquesne and Richmond, I am rooting for Richmond, I think, just because I think we match up better against them. Duquesne is a team that likes to shoot a lot of threes, and that they almost live and die by the three, and they have a lot of good, successful three-point shooters. They don't go far into the bench very often. I think when it comes to Richmond, I think we just match up better with them. They aren't as consistent on the offensive side of the ball, and I think we would just control that Richmond game a lot better. The Duquesne game last time, you know, the nail butter towards the end, and then we obviously know the nail butter in Pittsburgh that we had against them. So I think matchup-wise, it would be better to face the Richmond, but either one, I think we match up very well. Rhode Island's going to have a tough matchup against VCU or Dayton, so I think we had a good draw when it comes to our potential game on Friday. But from there, I really welcome a matchup against Davidson if we get the win on Friday as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited.
Well, one big advantage the Bonnies have in these two matchups is experience. When you look at Richmond and Duquesne, they're two of the younger teams in the conference. David, when looking at a tournament like the Atlantic 10 tournament, how important is experience?
I think experience is really important. It's a big platform to play on. A lot of people watching, you know, it's getting national coverage. A lot of people have seen players fold under that. They're not able to handle it. So I just think you've been there before. It's not your first rodeo. You're poised when you're on the floor and be able to just see from a different light, kind of just slow it all down. So I definitely think that'll play a big part, especially with those guys being young, both sides.
If we look a little bit farther down the bracket, due to the fact that we are the 2 seed, we are likely to play the 3 seed in a potential Atlantic 10 semifinal. So with the anticipation of a potential rematch between the 2 and 3 seeds, David, how do you think this Bonnies team would do in a third matchup against Davidson?
I think they'd be good. They'll do fine. I mean, they've seen them, like you said, twice already. They just got off playing them. They're still on the high from that game, for sure. I think it's just going in, going over their scout, making micro adjustments, and then just going out there and competing, being coached well.
I think as well, to add to that, Smith would really harp on this time around on closing out on shooters, because we did that well for a lot of the game, but there was in crunch times, it got real nerve-wracking because Davidson's so good with how they move the basketball. We would, even just in the slightest, if we hesitated towards one of their pump fakes and maybe even just half got off the floor, they're already penetrating the lane and dishing to the next open guy. Just one quick move for them, it just shifts the rotation on the defense, and you could play 25 seconds of great defense, and then that last 5 seconds, they find that quick wide-open guy with that quick swing pass. And so I think Smith is definitely going to harp on the closing out on shooters this time around even more. We did well with it last time, but I think what they shoot over 40 threes that game. So it's just crazy, you know, how many threes they want to shoot. When the team gets hot, you know, no matter how good a defense you're playing, sometimes it's just, you know, good enough to beat you, right? I'm sure you've been through that, Dave.
Well, one team that isn't doing well shooting the ball and is currently playing some of their worst basketball of the season is URI. They've lost 2 games in a row. This is my question to both of you. Should people be nervous about Rhode Island right now?
I'll be done first. I mean, look, Rhode Island is a great team, and it's disappointing that they're playing the way they are now. But you can't take that away from them. They're going to show up. They're going to be ready to go. I'm sure they've had a great week of practice, a great couple of days of practice coming off the road or wherever they were. You know what they can do. They've shown the potential. And I think that's what you have to go in expecting. If they don't perform, then they don't perform. But they're too valuable and too respectable to discredit them at this point.
Yeah, definitely. They're still such a solid team because they got a tough matchup. That Davidson is just a hard team to play at home. They only lost 1 game there all season. So that's a tough matchup for anybody going in there. And they had that game won. It was just a few free throws. Like we spoke about earlier, Alex, about free throws being so important. That game that just showed missing 3 front ends on 1-on-1 can lose you a basketball game. And so, and I think the previous game, being senior night, it's tough, an emotional night for everybody. And yeah, they may have just gotten lost in that whole part of the night. But I think Rhode Island is my favorite to make the A-10 final. But this team's still very good. They're going to be a scary matchup for anyone in the NCAA tournament because they can score from in all different ways. They go 6 deep in the guard play. And so when it comes to that, they shoot the ball very well, and anyone can get hot on that team. So they're a scary team, like Dave said.
All right, guys, to wrap up our discussion about the Atlantic 10 tournament, predict the finals and who's going to take home the trophy.
So I'm going to say the Bonnies, we're going to be rolling hot into the A-10 tournament, and it's going to stay. And Rhode Island, I think, is going to find their way to make it back to the A-10 final this time, but the Bonnies pulled off this time around. I think they win 89-82 to win on Sunday and lock up a guaranteed spot in the NCAA tournament.
I like that. I have to agree with you. I mean, I definitely think it's going to be us on one side. And I think it'll be an interesting matchup between Joes and Rhodey, depending on which Rhodey team shows up. That'll be a nail-biter. But ultimately, I think we'll get it. And, yeah, make it to the tournament on that.
Yeah, I agree with both of you here. I think we are destined to see a rematch between St. Bonaventure and Rhode Island. Obviously, these two teams split the series in the regular season. But if you look at Rhode Island, they're trending in complete opposite directions. The Bonnies are winners of 12, and Rhode Island has lost the last two games. Really looked like a complete different team since they went to the Riley Center. One thing that's hurt so far is in the last two games, they've been abysmal from behind the three-point line. In the game against St. Joe's, they shot 10.3% from three. In the game against Davidson, they shot 25% from three. The Bonnies are really stepping up defensively. If Rhode Island can't make those three-point shots, I don't think they'll win. And I'm going to predict that the Bonnies win the Atlantic 10 tournament in a very close game against URI. All right, guys, for the final segment of the podcast, we're going to go back to Twitter. Last week, we started a Twitter segment. Tweet us your questions at @Schmidt_talking throughout the week, and we will answer them on this week's show. The first question is from @WCB94. What does it mean to cover such a special group in the inaugural season of your podcast?
So people don't know who that is. That's my best friend, DJ, I grew up with. He started the whole basketball society train that we're a part of that covers all array of basketball, NBA and college and beyond. But he knows I have been a Bonnies fan my whole life. He grew up with me. He knew how special this place was to me. And he was always enticing me to get a podcast started. So credit him to convince Alec and I to do it together. And he knew the potential it had. And I'm just so glad that we've been able to get it started and have such a following. And I'm very grateful that it's such a cool thing to be a part of. But in regards to the team, it's such a special group to cover. To have this as our first official season of the podcast, I mean, what a better way to start. I mean, one of the more historic seasons in Bonaventure history. I couldn't be happier. We're only going to get better with this podcast, and it just shows, like, the podcast start kind of reminds me of how this season started for the Bonnies. It started off a little slow. We were, you know, a little skittish with how we were doing it. And now we've just progressed 16 episodes in into a lot better of a podcast that produces content. And now the Bonnies are rolling or at the right time. And I like to compare it to that as far as how the season has gone. But this has just been a special group to cover. I couldn't be happier to bring this type of, content to Bonnies fans and for them to listen in and just getting our viewpoint on it, man. It's a lot of fun. David, this question is for you. This is from @BonniesHoops. Do you think Courtney Stocker has a chance of making third team all A-10, averaging 13-6. Initial thoughts, so probably not, but since then he's had huge games against Atlantic 10 opponents.
I mean, I absolutely think he should be. I think there's a spot to his. Courtney has been, he's epitomized what it means to persevere. I mean, think about what he's gone through with the last 2 years of injury and dealing with his foot and for him to turn around and just put on the display that he has this year. And he's been unbelievable, scoring in a bunch of different ways. We knew he was good out of JUCO, but man, I'm very impressed. I'm happy, I'm humbled on everything, and I'm so excited for him and his journey and what he's been through and what he's proven that he can do on the floor. And I think that needs to be recognized because this is more than just a basketball story for him. This is a life story. And I think that the A-10 and the Bonnies and everyone involved has recognized that. And I think that they should do such justice by bringing him the gratitude to be afforded such an award.
Yeah, man, that's preach to that. It's a true life story. You couldn't have put it better because, like you said, the injury is just as physically tough to go through as it is mentally. And mentally, it's so tough to go through. I've never gone through injury like that. But, man, it's tough. And for him to get that confidence back because he knows what type of player he is. And he's got to put that trust, the trust in God to make sure that everything's going to be all right. And he's shown why that's true.
I think that three-point shot he hit against VCU towards the end of the game, in my opinion, secured him a spot on the third team All A-10.
That's a huge shot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seeing that live, Kyle, that was unbelievable.
It was so cool. It was so cool. As I said at the time, I was like, well, it's one of the biggest shots of the season. He had so many.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
And not now, only that, though, not only that it's, you know, it's a big shot for the season, but look at who it is. And that's where I'm stuck on. I can't help but think about, look where he was 2 years ago. Look where he was last year. He's doing this now. I don't think you can discredit that.
All right, so our final question from Twitter is at TheNelly44. I want to hear an answer from all three of us. Which teams would you like to see Bonaventure against in the NCAA? I'm dreaming of a Trey versus Jay. Kyle, who do you want to see this team play?
I was going to say that would be awesome. Right now I saw it in a bracketology situation. We'd be a 10 seed playing Nevada. I really like that. Nevada's a good matchup for us. They're a mid-major team that, you know, it's been under the rug. That would also give us a chance to play a Cincinnati in the next round if they were to move on. So I think a team like Nevada would be cool, but as Daniel said, the matchup versus Trey Young would just be too enticing, Jay versus Trey, and that would put Jay on the map because we know Jay can swap against anybody, right?
I think it would be great to play Nevada. I spent some time on the West Coast, and I know that's a really good program and a really good team, but I think the opportunity to play against Oklahoma would be fascinating. I think Jay to square off with Trey in an orderly fashion. I know he's been putting in the work, and he's prepped and ready for a stage like this. So, yeah, I think either way would be great, but I think Oklahoma is ultimately what I would choose.
Yeah, I think Oklahoma would be an outstanding matchup between these two. That's a freshman-senior matchup. I know this is a reach, but I would like to see this matchup at least once. Kansas is one team that hasn't had the best luck in tournaments like this in years past. I mean, they've had Andrew Wiggins and Joel Embiid as teammates, and they end up being eliminated in the first round. I'd like to see Jay go against Devontae Graham. Because, I mean, St. Bonaventure versus Kansas, I know a lot of teams don't really want to see that. But, I mean, that's a star guard versus a star guard. Both senior guards who are known for taking over basketball games. I don't know how Bonnies would do against Kansas. Kansas is obviously the favorite in that situation. But, man, I would love to see Graham against Jalen Adams. Graham on the season's averaging 17.6 points, 4 rebounds, and 7.2 assists. That's going to be it for this episode of the Schmidt Talking Podcast. David Ando, I'd like to thank you very much for coming on this week's show.
And man, thanks for having me. It's an opportunity, whatever you guys are doing. Keep at it.
Hey, thank you very much. Again, if you have a Twitter question you have popping in your head throughout the week, feel free to tweet at us at @Schmidt_talking, and we will answer your question on next week's show. Tune in next week as we give a full recap of the Atlantic 10 tournament and where the Bonnies get selected on Selection Sunday. Thank you for listening, and have a good night.